Welcome to AM Best Audio.
The legal landscape surrounding liability, negligence, and damages continues to evolve as insurers navigate emerging risks, social inflation, and shifting litigation trends, according to Professor Kenneth Abraham. He's a David and Mary Harrison Distinguished Professor of Law at the University of Virginia School of Law in his book, The Forms and Functions of Tort Law, Concepts and Insights, 6th edition. The book examines the foundational principles and policy debates shaping tort law today, offering insight into the cases and legal concepts that continue to influence insurers, businesses, and the broader liability environment. I'm Lori Chortis for AM Best TV, and Professor Abraham joins us now to discuss that and other key insights from his book. Can you tell us a bit about your book, what inspired the latest edition, and why understanding tort law is especially important in today's evolving risk environment?
So the book started out as a book for first-year law students, and it was successful, and some practicing lawyers said they used it too, and so we've had a series of editions, and you know, each edition incorporates latest developments, and it tries to not only explain the doctrine but also the purposes underlying them. So, you know, law students taking a course in torts can look at it. Lawyers looking to be brought up to speed on the purposes and principles behind a legal doctrine can use it too. So that's, you know, that's what it's designed for.
How are emerging litigation trends and changing interpretations of liability influencing insurers and the broader insurance marketplace?
Well, there, you know, there's a lot of change in the civil liability picture. So on the liability insurance side, they've got to contend with cyber liability, little bits of AI liability that are bound to increase. There's the opioid litigation that's relevant to liability insurance. And on the first party insurance side, you know, the, you know, climate change is resulting in fires, floods, and so insurers on that side of the market have to take into account the changing landscape as well.
Chapter 12 of the book highlights how tort reform and insurance are deeply interconnected. As liability costs, social inflation, and litigation trends continue to evolve, how are insurers adapting their underwriting, pricing, and claim strategies in today's environment?
Well, they're doing that on a number of fronts. They're starting to employ AI to do more refined underwriting and risk classification. They're addressing risks that it's sometimes challenging for them to underwrite with larger deductibles, limits management, occasionally even exclusions. We're finding, for example, that CGL insurers are starting to build AI exclusions into their policies, with the result that policyholders who are concerned about AI liability are going to need to go into the niche market and buy targeted insurance that expressly addresses AI insurance. So all those things are occurring.
Customize your data experience. BestLink now offers an interactive company dashboard that provides company-level intelligence in a fast, user-friendly interface featuring interactive tables, charts, and Sparkline performance histories. Customize the dashboard tiles to prioritize the insurer ratings, data, and analytics that best support your workflow. AM Best. Our insight, your advantage.
In the chapter, you also explore the growing use of no-fault and alternative compensation systems. Do you see renewed interest in targeted no-fault approaches or other liability reforms as insurers confront rising catastrophe, medical, and mass tort exposures?
I would say there's renewed interest, but that it hasn't gotten to the point where there are meaningful practical proposals for it. I mean, just take AI as an example. You can conceive in principle of having no-fault AI insurance, but we're a long way from having the techniques that would enable to do this. The question of causation arises in no-fault in the same way that arises in tort liability. And so I think it's something that's always potentially on the table, but it's not ripe at this point for dealing with the problems that are coming down the road. We're going to have to understand those problems a lot better before we move to consideration of a no-fault liability.
Professor Abraham, as courts and legislatures continue to reshape tort doctrine, what are the most important liability and insurance trends that insurers, risk professionals, and policymakers should be watching over the next several years?
Well, I think they have to watch for potentially increased liability in the claim processing field. The potential for liability for bad faith denial of a claim or bad faith handling of a claim, especially if AI is being used for claim processing, is one that they have to think about. They have to deal with the crises that are potentially being caused by climate change as it becomes increasingly difficult to write personal or commercial property insurance that covers the risks that policyholders want. The regulatory environment gets more difficult as insurers see the need to raise premiums and regulators try to stop it, so they face that challenge as well. It's not an easy environment for insurers.
Your book is fascinating and filled with so much wonderful information. Professor Abraham, what key insights do you hope readers will take away from your book?
Well, I think what they have to understand, especially with respect to Chapter 12, which is what you're interested in, is that there's always a connection between liability change and insurance against new liabilities, that it's a moving target, that we have existing legal doctrines and existing insurance practices that can deal at a general level with things that are well understood. But as things change, you got to be nimble, you got to be fast on your feet, and you have to recognize that sometimes in order to maintain market share, you've got to take risks and exposures that are not completely predictable.
Professor Abraham, this has been fascinating and so insightful, and it's been a pleasure speaking with you again. Thank you so much for joining us today. Greatly appreciate it.
Great to be with you again, too.
That was Professor Kenneth Abraham, David and Mary Harrison Distinguished Professor of Law at the University of Virginia School of Law and author of the book, The Forms and Functions of Tort Law, Concepts and Insights, 6th edition. For AM Best TV, I'm Lori Chortis.
Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.